This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Race organizers for the Steamboat Gravel Ride have set up a community command center for anyone who has questions or issues or concerns. It's also for someone who may have witnessed a Steamboat Gravel rider being disrespectful or unsafe. Here is Amy Charity with Steamboat Gravel.
So if you see somebody who is misbehaving, we have a number to call and we will be addressing that with the riders. So we're really trying to enhance accountability to our riders to ensure that they are upholding the oaths that we've put out there and really being good stewards of cycling for our entire community.
Here's the number to call, 720-805-9751. Events and activities for the Steamboat Gravel Ride begin Friday. There's a shakeout ride in the morning starting and ending in Hayden. The expo on Yampa Street is Friday afternoon and all day Saturday, and then the race is on Sunday. There are four waves starting at 6:15 in the morning. The Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education is meeting today for a workshop. They'll discuss the district's strategic plan, superintendent goals, board policy updates, and more. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners is participating in a Zoom call today with representatives from the Colorado Department of Transportation concerning potential passenger rail service in Moffat County. Hayden Town Council, they meet tonight starting at 7:30. Also tonight, the Steamboat Symphony Orchestra presents Disco Inferno, a 70 celebration at the base of Steamboat Resort. That starts at 7 o'clock and it is free. And dress like the 70s. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also tonight, Friends of the Yampa is hosting a campfire talk with paddler, author Eugene Buchanan. It's at Mythology Distillery. There's live music before, and then Eugene starts telling his stories at 7:30. The Steamboat Springs Police Department, they're hosting Movie in the Park at West Lincoln Park. The movie is Coco. The police department will be there serving up free burgers, hot dogs, and popcorn. That starts at 7:30. Be aware of Oak and 12th Streets tomorrow. The Marshall House is scheduled to be moved down the block to its new location. That house was built in 1888. The Rouse County Fair continues at the fairgrounds in Hayden. 14-year-old Lexi Iacovetto is grand champion and grand champion reserve for swine with Lonnie Lloyd and Hammy Sammy.
It's crazy for sure. I'm like so stoked.
Best in show for poultry is Olivia Cox with her turkey named Tom. She's from Phippsburg. Market poultry overall winner is Leela Bridgewater. The rabbit show's this morning, the beef show this afternoon. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.